Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we'll be talking about the benefits of letting things be. Through the story, The Benefits of Idleness, which comes from the book Wise Tales from the East, compiled by Uri Kaplan. Here is how the story goes. Ancient sage Zhuangzi was deep in thought when he suddenly heard a knock on his door. His friend barged in all grumpy. He was complaining before the sage even had time to pour him some water. "The king presented me with expensive seeds for huge gourds," he told Zhuangzi. "I was excited at first, but the gourds they produced were simply too big. I tried using them as water containers, but then they became way too heavy to lift. I tried using them as dippers, but they were too big to fit into anything. They were practically useless, so I smashed them to pieces." Zhuangzi urged his friend to have a sip of his water. "You really are not thinking things through very well," he teased him amicably. "You had such fantastic gourds, and you worried about them being useless for such trivial matters. There are greater uses for the useless. Why didn't you just climb into one of the gourds and go floating leisurely on the rivers and lakes?" The following week, Zhuangzi paid a visit to his friend. They sat on his porch and stared at an enormous old tree in the garden. "This tree is so twisted and rotten. I can't make anything out of it," Zhuangzi's friend ranted. "It is impossible to make tables or beds out of this old tree, and no carpenter is willing to buy it from me," he added. "Should I just cut it down and get rid of it?" "Well," replied Zhuangzi, "you really haven't learned, have you?" He gulped down his water. "You have such a fantastic tree, but you're worried about it being useless for making furniture. Why don't we just go and rest in its shade, or simply lie down and take a nap under its broad and generous canopy?" And so they did. While it was a hot and sunny day, both Zhuangzi and his friend decided to lie down and enjoy the shade of this enormous and old tree. When I read this story, it definitely made me laugh. Because how often do we have this conversation within our own heads or with other people, lamenting about how we ourselves or something around us, an object that we've bought, a person in our lives, is just not doing what we're asking them to do? There is this relentless drive and determination that is very much conditioned with us to make everything around us productive. It is not okay to simply sit there in silence. If we're not working on something or learning something or talking to someone, that time is deemed useless. The same goes for any objects in our house, for the people in our lives. We are forced to ask over and over again, are we being productive? Are these things productive? Are these people productive? Productivity is very much driven into how we think about life, from the very minute that we are in classrooms and we are always supposed to be learning and doing and doing. And this isn't, again, that doing and learning are necessarily bad, but the opposite of them, which is to simply be doing nothing, or for things and people and objects in our lives to not be inherently productive or capitalistic, isn't a negative thing. Similar to the old tree, which unfortunately cannot produce anything of value to the owner, there is deep value in everything and everyone in our lives, including ourselves, and we don't need to create productive uses for every single thing for it to have value. Things inherently have value as they are. And aside from that, there is a deep and important purpose to sometimes not being productive. Recently, I had gotten to a mental state where I just felt so drained. And then I realized that I had been so productive that I became so fatigued and so tired that I simply needed to stop. And so I did. I just didn't do very much for an entire day. And unsurprisingly, the next day, I felt very refreshed and recharged. Now, this is very much a luxury for many of us to be able to simply stop. But the thing is, even when we stop, it could be very hard for our mind not to continue searching and looking for ways to be productive. We also are very critical of things and people, and even ourselves when we're not productive. There's that voice that just never stops thinking, brainstorming of ways that we should be doing things, of how to get ahead for tomorrow, even when today isn't over. Quieting this voice is hard, as we can see in the story. Even though he had a great sage as a friend, this friend couldn't stop bugging himself and bugging just around the things that he had. He could not help himself. The fact that his gourds were not useful, or his tree wasn't useful, he just had to keep pressing and pressing and pressing. And we absolutely have that same tendency to do that, because the expectation that society and often the people around us put on us from a very young age is that we should be productive. If we're not being productive, that's a bad thing. However, when we only look at things from a productivity perspective, we forget the value of rest and also the value of things on their own without any specific purpose, without doing anything. And also the value that we have when we're not doing anything. Because the other side of being productive is to do nothing, is to rest, is to simply allow ourselves to recharge. And also, beyond ourselves and the objects in our lives, sometimes the most difficult problems, there is nothing we can do. And we can pick at these problems, nag at these problems within our heads, but no matter how many times we try to think about it or talk to it or just do something about it, this problem may not go away. In situations like that, it might be better simply to let things be and to let time come up with a solution on its own rather than create this storm in our heads of negativity around this problem. That energy could instead go into our own self-care and being able to recharge and to at least tackle the problems that we can change, that we do have influence over, in a way There is deep, deep benefit in simply letting things be, learning to accept that not every moment has to be consumed in productivity, and not everything in our lives has to serve a productive purpose. Sometimes it's just enough just to bask in the presence of our own selves, or even of a tree that may not be able to produce furniture, but it could provide wonderful shade. I'm sure there's things and even people in our lives that may not be the productivity that we seek, but in contented peacefulness and in stillness, they have deep inherent value. And they help us in recharging and finding our spiritual path in a very, very hectic world. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you have a beautiful, safe, and joyful week ahead of you. Until next week.